This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reached Kyiv today on the second and final leg of his two-nation tour to Poland and Ukraine. The Prime Minister arrived in Kyiv from Poland by train. Members of the Indian diaspora accorded a warm welcome to the Prime Minister on his arrival in Kyiv. He visited the multimedia martyrologist exposition on children at the National Museum of History of Ukraine in Kyiv. Mr. Modi was accompanied by the President of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky. Both the leaders honored the memory of children. Prime Minister Modi was deeply touched by the poignant exposition set up in memory of the children who have lost their lives in the conflict. He expressed his sorrow at the tragic loss of young lives and, as a mark of respect, placed a toy in their memory. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi paid homage to Mahatma Gandhi at his statue in Kyiv. He underscored the timeless relevance of Mahatma Gandhi's message of peace in building a harmonious society. He noted that the path shown by him offered solutions to present-day global challenges. This is the first visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Ukraine after the diplomatic relations between the two countries began in 1992. Mr. Modi and Mr. Zelensky will hold discussions on the entire gamut of bilateral relations, ranging from economic and business linkages, agriculture, infrastructure, health and education, pharmaceuticals, defense, culture, and people-to-people ties. This visit is taking place against the backdrop of the ongoing conflict in Ukraine, which will also form part of the discussions. India has consistently advocated for diplomacy and dialogue to reach a negotiated settlement. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that India and the United States of America are natural allies and that together they can ensure peace, prosperity and stability in the world. Addressing the Indian diaspora in Washington, D.C., the minister stressed that India and the U.S. are destined to be strong partners and this collaboration is growing. Highlighting growth prospects for the Indian economy, Mr. Singh said that the country will become the third largest economy by 2027. Regarding defense exports, the minister said that they have now reached 21,000 crore rupees. During the visit, India and the U.S. signed the Security of Supplies Arrangement, SOSA document, and a Memorandum of Agreement regarding the assignment of liaison officers. With the signing of SOSA, India and the U.S. agree to provide priority support for goods and services that promote national defense. Mr. Singh will also hold a bilateral meeting with his U.S. counterpart and also meet with U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. The government has banned 156 medicines, including antibiotics, painkillers and multivitamins, after a review found that they posed health risks. The Health Ministry in a notification said that the 156 fixed-dose combination medicines are irrational combinations. The ministry said that the use of these drugs are likely to involve risk to human beings, whereas safer alternatives are available. It also added that the decision has been taken after the matter was examined by an expert committee appointed by the government and the Drugs Technical Advisory Board. The Education Ministry has directed all states and union territories to implement the Guidelines on School Safety and Security 2021. The guidelines were developed by the Ministry's Department of School Education and Literacy in alignment with POXO guidelines. In West Bengal, Sanjay Rai, the only arrested person in the RG Kar Hospital rape and murder case, was sent to 14 days jail custody today by the Sialdah Court in Kolkata. He was produced today at the court. Earlier, he was given 14 days custody. The country is celebrating its first ever National Space Day today. On this day last year, Chandrayaan-3 mission accomplished a safe and soft landing of the Vikram lander on the lunar surface. With the achievement, India has joined the elite group of spacefaring nations, becoming only the fourth nation to land on the surface and the first nation to land near the South Pole of the Moon. And that is the end of this news bulletin.